Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Lepo pozdravljeni, dragi poslušalci, spoštovane poslušalke, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Že ves mesec juni praznujemo, obujamo spomine in se pogovarjamo z nekaterimi bivšimi sodelavci in sodelavkami. In danes je z mano Kristina Fera. Poznali ste jo pod dekliškim priimkom Cestnik, ki je tudi sodelovala v oddaji. Lep pozdrav, Kristina.
Hvala lepa, Katarina.
Kristina, kako se pa ti spominjaš tistih časov, pa kdaj je to bilo? Daj nam malo opiši, če se spomniš.
Imam lepe spomine. It was in the 90s. Se spomnim, ko sem bila v srednji šoli. Pa tudi potem, ko sem bila v univerzi, mislim, ampak bolj v srednji šoli. In je bilo adventure, smo šli, sva šla z Lentijom v mesto skupaj, z vlakom. It was very exciting to be in the SBS studios, professional studios, with Elica Rizmal, who I have the best memories of. She was such a teacher and a mentor and such a wonderful, beautiful person. And I'll never forget her and all the things that she taught me.
In kako je pa sploh prišlo do tega, da si prišla na radio? Kdo te je povabil?
Mislim, da je Elica povabila. Ker sem bila na odr, pa sem pela, pa tudi dramo, pa različne stvari skozi Planico, pa v Q, pa z, for many different performances across the Slovenian community. And it was just part of that, and I think she wanted to have a youth voice on the radio. She wanted the youth to continue with the Slovenian language, with culture, poetry and music. Very important to her. I'm a little bit out of practice with my Slovenian, but I will always have it in my heart and always understand it, which is really a gift given by my parents and by people like Elica, who through drama, through the arts, through music and dance, through performance, I was able to, you know, have a bit of that experience and that learning. So
No, to sem ravno hotela vprašati, ker sta tvoja starša zelo zavedna Slovenca, zelo aktivna v slovenski skupnosti v Melbourneu, in tudi s tvojo mlajšo sestro Wendy si nastopala praktično kjerkoli se je kaj dogajalo.
Well, whenever we were asked, we would be part of folklorne skupine, choirs, glasniki. We started even folklorna skupina Iskra. That was part of Wendy's, you know, creation as well. And also for the Mladinski koncert, where we got to travel around. I think the most important thing with the Slovenian language, you know, when we were before school, that's all we spoke was Slovenian. And then after we went to school and we were hanging around with Australian friends who didn't understand Slovenian, you know, English became our first language in a way. And with Slovenian is quite a challenge to speak properly, not only good old Aussie pronunciation, but grammar. It's a real challenge. And I think, it's... We tried our best.
Ja, seveda. To se vedno pogovarjam tudi doma, da je slovenska slovnica povsem drugačna od angleške in ne moreš prevajati dobesedno. Ne? To bi se potem res slišalo zelo čudno, zelo smešno. No, ti si veliko krat obiskala Slovenijo. Sama si bila, mislim, da tudi skoraj eno leto enkrat.
No, ne nikdar tuk dolg. Par mesu,
In takrat je verjetno bilo to za tebe...
lažje.
veliko lažje in si se tudi, ker si bila obkrožena Slovenci,
absolutely.
Si se potem bolj navadila in si razumela in ti je jezik stekel.
Zanimivo je. Prvi par tednu imam, govorim... probam govoriti v slovenščino, ampak moj možgane vse v angleščini. Vse prevajam v angleščini, ampak probam govoriti v slovenščino. Čez par tednov, tri tedne, kar naenkrat moje možgani so v slovenščini, začnem govoriti o slovenščino, moji možgani tudi. Ko pridem nazaj v Avstralijo, moram še enkrat prevajati vse v slovenščini v moji glavi, pa angleško govorim.
Kako si pa ti, a si se počutila kaj drugačno v šoli, recimo, ko si imela starše, ki so te spodbujali, da govoriš slovensko, da se vključiš v slovensko skupnost, a se ti je zdelo, da si zaradi tega kaj drugačna med svojimi sošolci ali niti ne?
Yes and no. Jaz sem šla v šolo v Dandenong, in the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne. It's very multicultural. I went to school with, you know, Greeks and Italians, Sri Lankans, Indians, everyone from everywhere, and I know they spoke different languages at home. So for me, and I was proud to be able to speak Slovenian. I think Uzicek very early on, I was embarrassed because they couldn't understand me properly. You know, great prep, you know, very young, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of age. But when I got older, we learned languages at school. You know, I learned Italian, I learned French. It's not, it's quite a, you know, the more languages you know, the better it is. Yeah.
Zdaj, ko imaš družino, se ti zdi, da je mogoče slovenska skupnost postavljena malo na stranski tir, ali je zaradi te trenutne situacije, ne zaradi COVID-a, ampak zaradi situacije, ker se populacija stara, da je zaradi tega mogoče malo bolj na stranskem tiru, ali tudi ne?
Neglih. Moj Owen pa Ivy gresta v slovensko šolo v Q in gresta na oder, pojejo. Owen je rad deklamiral. Mm-hmm. On je a bit natural with poetry and deklamacija. So they res imajo radi in jaz sem bila zelo srečna, da smo lahko skupaj z družino potovali v Sloveniji, pa tudi v Italiji, ker oče, moj mož je po italijanski rod in smo tudi potovali v Nemčiji, pa špansko, pa in otroci zelo imajo radi različne jezike. Upam en dan, da bojo več da bojo znali in greater depth tele jezike, da lahko res govorijo z drugim ljudi, boško jaz.
Ne, ti zelo lepo govoriš slovensko. Jaz sem tudi zaradi tebe vadila svojo angleščino, kdaj, če se spomniš, ne, ker vidve se že poznava zelo dolgo časa, da ne bova povedali, koliko let,
ne.
Ampak zelo, zelo daleč nazaj. Najlepša hvala in res, kar tako delaj še naprej. Mene zelo veseli, da so tvoji otroci tudi vključeni v slovensko skupnost in seveda, da se kmalo spet daj slišiva in vidiva.
Hvala lepa.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.